Each week on Thursday afternoon, City of Sulphur Springs Community Development Specialist Gus Gustafson tells us what's on tap for the weekend as he chats with Jordan Owens, host of Afternoon Drive on KSST Radio. Here are the highlights from Gus for this big 4th of July weekend.
Of course, Friday night, showing Godzilla.
All right, yeah, big movie night.
Big movie night on the square. So the kids will like that one.
There's been some promotions going around with Godzilla climbing on the courthouse and everything.
Well, yeah, so, you all have that on your website.
Right.
And we've got the picture of the week is Godzilla.
Okay.
Taking over the Hopkins courthouse. County courthouse. Yeah. So that's a sight to see.
He'll be taking over the downtown square tomorrow night on the big screen. So bring your lawn chairs out and your blankets and enjoy a movie night with the family there on the square.
That's right. And then Lou Viney's, we've got Calvin and Calvin performing on Friday night. And then Saturday is just chock full of activity and live music everywhere, all over downtown. So July 4th, if you're not, if you're looking for something to do, we got it going on, including Hogs for Dogs.
Right. A big event coming up this weekend for a good cause there. So I believe that's the Hearts of Life Animal Rescue that's putting that on.
I believe so,
yeah.
Yes.
And so this is a biker rally, and I think it's all going to kick off around noon, I believe, and then for the live music and food and everything. Is that right?
Right, yeah. The bikers will come in the morning, register, and head out about 9, and then they start returning about 2 or 3, but live music will be going on all afternoon and evening there.
Right.
We've got the Celebration Market will be going on also.
Great.
Which will include Jeannie Lay and the Loose Cannons will be performing down on the Celebration stage.
Great.
Downtown. And
Farmer's Market, Sunrise Market in the morning? Yeah,
that'll be going on too, yeah. So it's a full day of wonderful stuff for Celebration of July 4th.
Great. And just for anybody that's maybe interested in getting involved with Celebration Market, is it too late to set up a location there to maybe sell some products?
Or? No, they can contact me. We're always looking for fresh produce and locally grown items, agricultural items. So, and that's at no cost to the vendor.
Okay.
Arts and crafts have to be handmade, homemade.
Okay.
We're all set with our food vendors, so you can't just come down and do that.
Right.
But because there's health permits and things like that involved. But contact me at City Hall, 885-7541, and I'll work out the details with you.
KSST News.